Texte numéro 25. Does it pay to host the Olympics? Brazil may never have lacked places to play soccer, but that didn't stop the country from spending billions of dollars on stadiums for last month's World Cup. The Arena da Amazônia, a $300 million edifice designed to look like a woven basket, was built in a rainforest city where the professional team regularly draws fewer than 2,000 fans per game. The country, which is also hosting the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, has embarked on an infrastructure splurge that may top $25 billion. The spending is meant to underscore Brazil's emergence as an economic power. The country's leaders insist that it is also intended to increase the nation's prosperity. The idea that big sporting events are good for growth is relatively new. In 1956, Australian officials were somewhat optimistic that visitors to the Melbourne Olympics might settle in the city or do a little business there. Ordinarily, it was said, being host for the Olympic Games is unlikely to gain a nation much beyond prestige. The Olympics and the World Cup are now routinely described as economic engines. Four American cities, Boston, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Washington, recently announced that they were flirting with hosting the 2024 Summer Olympics, and in each case, a justification was economic development. But there is strikingly little evidence that such events increase tourism or draw new investments. Spending lavishly on a short-lived event is, economically speaking, a dubious long-term strategy. Stadiums, which cost a lot and produce minimal economic benefits, are a particularly lousy line of business. And even though Brazil, like other recent hosts, has sought to make spending more palatable by also building highways and airports, the public would derive the same benefit at far less cost if the transportation projects were built and the stadiums were not. Organisers and their supporters routinely neglect what economists call opportunity costs. In this case, what might have happened if a country didn't host the Games? In some of the world's most expensive cities, perhaps the greatest opportunity cost is the loss of scarce and valuable real estate. While many facilities remain in use after the Games or are converted for new purposes, quite a few sit virtually as empty as the original in Olympia, Greece. Still, even for established cities like Boston or San Francisco, there is one clear reason to chase the Olympics or the World Cup. People like hosting major sporting events. Economists tend to pay more attention to money than to happiness because money is easier to count. What about the World Cup and the Olympics? It's like a wedding. It won't make you rich, but it may make you happy. Adapted from the International New York Times, August 2014.